So yeah, so just give me some background as to like your, just give me the background.
On the property or on the...
Yeah, on the property, the historical value of it and all that stuff, and then we can move on.
We've been on National Register here since 1975. We are probably the oldest house in the area, built about 1823 by the Abbots. They had originally 1,800 acres here, and this was the main house, going to be for a town before Milan was platted out. Mm-hmm. It never happened. Mm-hmm. My family bought it in 1861. Mm-hmm. Edison's oldest sister, Marion Page, she married Homer Page, and this is her house. Mm-hmm. We've tried to maintain it, and we've been fighting a lot of development over the years. Mm-hmm. This road that cut through and the power lines, but nothing you could do about them. Right. And absolutely opposed to the pipeline and all that.
When did you find out, when did that the idea of a pipeline coming right through your backyard start to percolate?
Boy, I think it was, we originally got notices, and I immediately called FERC. I couldn't find anything on the FERC website, called FERC, and they said, oh, well, we've heard about this, but they had not even registered yet that they were building officially.
Right.
Would that be, what, 2014, maybe?
Sounds about right, yeah. Okay. And then since 2014, you've been working with Corn and with others to try to push back against the pipeline. So it seems like Corn is about rerouting it. Are you about rerouting it, or you just don't want it in existence?
I don't want it in existence, and I certainly don't think it should come through this area. We're way too, they're cutting through our aquifer underneath of us.
Right.
And we're just too close to large bodies of fresh water.
Yeah.
And it just seems absolutely foolish. If anything, I mean, it should have been down there where there aren't such large lakes and streams. And
Yeah. And so describe to me, you mentioned 1,700 feet underneath your house. Describe to me the path that it's taking. Is it going through your parcel?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
so did
it's about 400 feet north of us.
Okay.
And it cuts through the northern part of our property, which we have in field, wildlife restoration, and just au naturel remains and trees that have never been touched since Europeans got here.
Right. And so it's so did they take that right away on your property by eminent domain, or how did that work?
They did not go to eminent domain. We fought them for years. We lost twice in court, local court,
you told me that.
And at the state one in Toledo, just saying that they didn't have rights to our land because this was... we fought on many different arguments.
Gotcha, right.
Some were that this is not for the best interest of the people. This is an abuse of the 53 and 65 laws that were designed to help provide utilities to rural America so that they had rights to go across your land to service your neighbors and run gas lines or electric lines.
Right.
We feel this is a real abuse of that intent.
Right.
That this is not for helping the people of Ohio. It's taking the natural resources of the great state of Ohio and shipping them to another country.
Right.
And, approximately 60% goes to Canada. And we just feel they don't have rights to this. But, again, we lost twice. I did work with Ohio Historic, which for the... being on National Register, and there didn't seem to be a lot they could do. I did work with, tried to go to EPA. I went to meetings for the EPA.
EPA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who are to protect the waters of the great state of Ohio, only to be hopes and dashed against the rocks when you find out that they don't cover aquifers.
Right.
There is no protection for aquifers.
Right.
We get all of our, we are a non-chemical, our wells run our water for our animals, for our gardens.
Right.
And
entirely reliant on this water right near you.
Correct.
Right. So unlike urban areas, which have a centralized, like Cleveland has a big pump station out in Lake Erie, you are kind of autonomous. Whatever you have here, that's what you're relying on.
Right. We have water lines that go by us in front of our house, but I don't want to tap into them.
Right.
I mean...
You don't want to? You could. But you don't want to.
It's terribly expensive.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Well, you shouldn't have to. I mean, you have a good source.
We have these water wells that have been running for nearly 200 years.
Right. Has that ever been mentioned to you? Hey, look, if something happens to the water, you have access to these
Well, I'm sure they would. That's the typical response.
Right, okay.
So I didn't even pursue that.
Right. So have you ever has the Farm Bureau ever weighed in on this nexus, as far as you know?
Or your property specifically? They tried to tell you how to get the best deal.
Right. Dale, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I forget his last name.
He was one of the first meetings I went to, and it was all about just how to get the best deal, not that they, how to stop or prevent.
Right.
And we were in it, I mean, not, you know, a friend of mine said, Robert, you baffle these people because money doesn't faze you.
Right.
Money is a tool to get what you want.
Right.
We already have what we want. They're taking it. Huh. And, you know, so the money isn't the factor for me. A lot of people saw money and just rolled over and said, pet my billet. My belly. And,
right.
But there was a couple of us in the area who, it's not about the money, you know?
Right.
There's more important things than money.
What were people getting, do you know how much people were getting for right-of-way fees?
They originally offered us $18 a foot. We have a total of approximately 2 acres that they will be taking, or that they, not taking, I guess.
Yeah, taking.
Even though they won't be doing any above ground cutting, I was able, because of a number of things like our historic status, I thought that they wanted to clear, it was 100 feet of trees to the north.
Right.
And I said, no, that'll just devastate our, we work hard to maintain a historic ambiance here.
Right.
And we have apartments and a trucking company just to the north of
us. Oh, you told me that. That's your screen.
And this is our screen.
Right. Well, plus also a lot of wind coming off the lake. It's a windbreak and all that stuff, right?
Right. Through there are ravines and valleys, and they have flags marked that these are wetlands.
Right.
So they are going approximately underneath the river, 50, 75 feet below the river.
Right.
They stay below the river, and then they, as I understand, approximately 60 to 70 feet below most of our property.
Right.
And they come up on the west, out in the fields on the west of 13 at some point.
So they're coming up, they're going to be coming up right over here in this big standing staging area over here. Is that correct? They're coming out?
That's, I believe they start there and go under the river. I don't think they start here and go toward the river. Okay. They start at the river.
Okay.
And come